Theater presents the Screen Guild Players in Columbia Pictures' hilarious comedy of a merry mixed-up marriage, Too Many Husbands, by Somerset Maugham. It stars Frank Sinatra as Henry, Bill Goodwin as Bill, and Donna Reed as Vicky. The Lady Esther Screen Guild Players in Too Many Husbands. A year ago, Bill Cardew took a solo cruise in a ramshackle boat and disappeared from the face of the earth. His widow, Vicky, married Henry Lowndes, Bill's partner in the candy manufacturing business. Well, this evening, Vicky picked Henry up at the office, and they are just returning home after dinner in a show. Peter, the butler, meets them at the door.
Good evening, madam. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Peter.
Hiya, Pete. Got a fire going for us?
Yes, sir.
Attaboy. You can trot along now and throw yourself in the hay.
Very good, sir.
Say, by the way, Peter, you're still reading that mystery, The Case of the Marinated Corpse?
I completed it this evening, sir.
You did, huh? Who knocked off the victim?
The butler, sir.
Oh. Well, I'll come up later, Pete, and lock you in.
Very good, sir. Oh, I beg your pardon, madam.
Yes, Peter.
I neglected to mention that a gentleman called while you were gone and left this message. I took it down verbatim.
You're getting very sloppy, Peter. Next time, take it down word for word, shall we?
Very good, sir.
Thank you, Peter. That will be all. Now, what gentleman could be calling me?
Oh, you must have met one once. Read the message here.
Just got in on the tram steamer. We'll be there as soon as Department of Health scrapes off my barnacles. Bill. Now, who could that... Bill? No, it can't be. He's dead.
Of course he's dead. This must be a joke.
Well, it can't be a joke. He must have been rescued somehow, Henry.
So what? Who cares?
Well, don't you realize that he thinks I'm still his wife? Not your wife?
That's fine. Looks like when you got started getting married, you forgot to say when.
You'll have to break the news to him, Henry.
Not me. Remember the time you almost killed a guy that tried to hold your hand?
Yes.
Well, you and I haven't exactly been holding hands.
Well, surely you don't expect me to tell him.
Why not?
Henry Lowndes, if you force
me... Pardon me, madam, but the gentleman who called is here. He says...
One side, Jeeves. Vicky, come to Papa.
Bill! Oh, Bill!
Well, kiss me, baby. Now, another one. Hey. Ooh. One of those was in the script, folks.
Oh, Bill, are you really alive?
Oh, still in doubt, huh? Okay, let's take it in. Another one. It's a shame it's only a half-hour show. Cuddle up close, Vicky. Oh, that's wonderful. Let's just stay like this until Take It or Leave It comes on the air.
But that's next Sunday, Bill.
What's a good Saturday show? If there's an echo in here, it's got an awfully sore throat.
That's Henry, Bill. Say hello to Henry.
Hi, Henry. Oh, keep cuddling, kid. Gosh, it's good to be back.
Oh, Bill, I still can't believe it. How did you get back? What happened?
Well, really nothing to it. My boat just sank in the middle of the ocean. I swam to a desert island. And you know, Vicky, for almost a year, all I ate was fish. Nothing but fish. Today, I passed a fruit store and I had a horrible desire to buy a lemon and squeeze it on myself.
Poor Bill.
Oh, I'm not in such bad shape. Look at these muscles. Hey,
Yeah?
You want to look at my muscles, Henry?
No, thanks. The doctor told me to avoid excitement.
Say, incidentally, Hank, old man, isn't it just a little past your bedtime?
Oh, I guess I can manage to stay up a little while longer. Say, tell us some more about your experiences. Your message said that you were picked up by a steamer, tramp.
A tramp steamer, and cut it out. Well, tell you the truth, I'd rather not talk anymore tonight, Hank. I haven't seen Vicky for months, and, well, you know how it is.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow, huh, Hank? Come on, Vicky, honey.
Bill, I think Henry has something to tell you.
Kid's getting to be quite a chatterbox. Okay, son, put back the needle.
I hardly know where to begin.
I bet it's something about business.
Sure. Sure, that's it. Remember our best-selling candy bar? Peanut Rapture. The bar with glamour in every goober.
Yes, that I do, yes.
Well, there used to be 11 and a half peanuts in every bar, and I've cut it down to 10 and a half.
No. Yes.
Great work, Hank. Good night.
Bill, Henry has something really important to tell you, and he'd better tell you now.
Well, it better be important. Come on, let's hear it.
Well, I'm married, Bill.
No, no fooling. Who's the screwy bride? Well, no, wait. Now, don't tell me, Henry. Let me guess. Myrtle?
Now, you see...
Agnes, Bertha, Carolyn,
oh,
Daisy,
no.
Edna, Frances, Gracie, Bill. Hildegard, Imogene?
Was Henry acquainted with all those girls you mentioned?
Acquainted with them? Listen, sister, they didn't call him Puckered Up Hank for nothing.
Hey!
Gee, I can't get over it, Hank. Gosh, some of these days you might even become a father.
So that's the kind of man I married. A wolf.
Yeah, he's the biggest wolf. What? Who married?
Bill, old man, I've got something important to tell you.
Oh, so that's it. You've been hanging around here like a salami in a delicatessen because you live here. You're her husband.
Well, I'm the nice one.
You're the thin one. Vicky, how could you do this to me, getting married twice over? I could understand it if you were trying to dodge the draft.
I thought you were dead, Bill, and I was lonely.
Lonely? Why didn't you join the Elks?
Can't you understand? I loved you so much that when they told me you were dead, I went all to pieces and married Henry.
Thanks a lot for the TL, kid.
I didn't mean it that way, Henry, but you've been wonderful to me.
I understand, Vicky. I'm out of your life, forgotten. You found happiness, and I'm just a gopher in the garden of love. All right, I'll go.
Please, Bill, we don't feel that way about you at all, do we, Henry?
I don't know. I think he's got hold of something there.
Well, one of us has to go. You can't have an extra husband around like you would a spare tire. In fact, you can't have a spare tire. Make up your mind, Vicky.
Now, Bill, we're tired and upset. Let's get a good night's sleep and face the problem in the morning. Henry, you will sleep in the guest room with Bill.
What?
It's the only way. Good night, my men.
Oh, fine. And this is what I dreamed about on that desert island.
Come on, lover.
Oh, so this is the guest room, huh? My.
Well, what's wrong with it, buddy?
Well, it's gotten a little frillier since I was last here. Used to be a room where a fella could undress without feeling ashamed. Well, how about a pair of pajamas? Any of mine left around here?
Nope. Gave all your stuff to a tramp.
On you, it looks good. Where do I sleep?
There's the bed.
You mean we gotta sleep in the same bed?
Aren't these tears in my eyes telling you?
Well, I'm the guy who's got trouble. The last time I slept with you, I woke up black and blue.
Sorry, that was the night I dreamed I was taking chances on a punch board.
Say, you know, this is quite a bed. No wonder you're so puny, Henry. You haven't been eating your grape nuts.
How do you know?
You sneaked them upstairs and put them in the mattress.
Why don't you stop beefing? Was there a nice, comfortable bed on that desert island?
Well, no, nothing but palm trees.
Okay, then. There's a chestnut tree in the yard. Go out and hang by your tail.
Come in.
Who is it? A friend or another husband?
I thought I'd see if you boys were all right.
Well, I can't complain. Of course, I could use a pair of pajamas.
Poor Bill. Where are your pajamas, Henry?
I won't tell.
I know. They're in the second drawer. Go on. Get a pair for Bill.
All right, but they'll be much too big for it.
Vicky, listen, Vicky, this is the first chance I've had to tell you how wonderful I am. I mean, how wonderful you are. Vicky, forget about Henry. You'll have to forget about one of us anyhow. I hear they're going to start rationing husbands.
Hey, what are you two whispering about?
We weren't whispering.
No, I was just showing her where a barracuda bit me.
You mean where he bit you back?
You hear that, Vicky? All he does is take raps at me.
Please, Bill, I don't want my husband to quarrel. Give him the pajamas, Henry.
Take them.
Well, good night, boys. I just wanted to be sure you were all right.
Oh. Oh, wait a minute. I don't feel very good.
No? What's the matter?
Deadly tropical fever. I've got it all through my body.
Couldn't think of a better place for it.
Put your hand on my head, Vicky.
All right. It's not at all hot, Bill.
It will be. Just keep your hand there.
Hey, you know something? I don't feel so good myself.
You don't? Stick out your tongue, dear.
Oh, that's no fun. You held his head.
I don't believe either of you are a bit sick. Now go to sleep and we'll settle everything in the morning. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night.
Good night.
Hank, does Vicky still sleep in the same room?
Don't let it bother you, son. I've got our big toes tied together. You ain't going anywhere.
What'd you do that for?
What?
What'd you do that for?
Because I don't want you to walk without me, baby.
Are you asleep, Hank? How do you like that? Snores off key. Well, he's dead to the world.
Oh, so I'm not going anywhere, huh?
Peek-a-boo, lover. What's cooking?
Lady Esther has presented Act One of Too Many Husbands, starring Bill Goodwin, Donna Reed, and Frank Sinatra. In just a moment, we will hear the Lady Esther Screen Guild players in Act Two. But first, a word from our hostess, Lady Esther.
Once again, I ask you, once again, I ask every woman in America to make the Lady Esther patch test. For the patch test will show you, as it has shown thousands of women all over the country, the way to a smoother, fresher, younger-looking skin. It will show you while you watch in your mirror how Lady Esther four-purpose face cream works to beautify your skin, to give it the look and feel of radiant new life and freshness. What is the patch test? Here's what it is, and I urge you to try it tonight. Just take a little Lady Esther face cream on your finger and rub it on one particular section of your face, like a part of your forehead or chin. Don't put it on your whole face at first, but just on that one little part. Choose a really troublesome patch of skin if you have one, one that feels coarse or bumpy or perhaps too oily or too dry, or where you have a few blackheads or big pores. I promise you an experience you won't soon forget. You'll see that one little patch of skin suddenly look a lot brighter, fresher, and clearer than all the skin around it. You'll feel the dry little flakes disappear. You'll feel that little section of your skin take on a new, delicate, petal-soft smoothness. Now, if Lady Esther Face Cream can do this to one small patch of skin, the worst patch you can choose, just imagine what it will do for your entire face. I promise you a more radiant, more youthful-looking skin after the very first application of Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream. And I ask you to let the patch test prove it.
Now, the following morning, Bill and Vicky are at the breakfast table. Henry has not yet put in an appearance.
Coffee, dear.
Thanks. Fine thing, my first night home and I sleep in the guest room.
How many lumps?
About eight. Where'd you get that mattress, anyway?
I wonder what's keeping Henry.
Well, he's pretty tired. He stayed up all night to watch me.
Really? What for?
I walk in his sleep. Pass me some more of that puffed rice, huh?
Oh, good morning. How's your sleep, Angel?
Great, lover.
I'm not talking to you. I was talking to Vicky, you wicky.
Peter,
sir. You may bring in Mr. Lowndes' breakfast now.
Yes, madam. Good morning, Mr. Lowndes. Here are your eggs, sir. Shall I serve them?
You look pretty silly hatching them.
Say, are you sure six eggs will be enough, old man?
Why don't you lay off? Can't you let a man enjoy a quiet breakfast with his wife?
Well, don't forget she's my wife, too.
Why, Peter!
I'm frightfully sorry, madam. I guess I'm a bit old-fashioned.
Oh, you mean what Mr. Cardew just said?
Yes, madam. The arrangement does sound rather sophisticated.
Oh, it really isn't, Peter. You see, Mr. Cardew is my first husband.
Oh.
Yes, he was supposed to have been drowned at sea, but he wasn't, unfortunately.
My!
You see, Peter, this is a very involved problem, and I'm afraid it's only the beginning.
Oh, madam, not a third one.
Of course not. How could you even think such a thing?
Well, I once knew a young woman who collected seashells, and it got a dreadful grip on her.
Take it easy, Pete. The whole thing will be settled by tomorrow.
I hope so, sir. Either one of you gentlemen goes or I go.
Oh, stop acting like an old maid.
It's not that, sir. I simply won't shine four shoes every morning. I will await your decision, sir.
There, you see? Even Peter is shocked because I have one husband too many. We've got to do something about it.
You're right, Vicky. Things can't go on like this.
Yeah, I guess you got to choose between us, darling, and I'll help Bill pack.
I didn't sleep a wink last night. I just tossed in bed thinking and thinking and thinking. And finally I decided...
Yes?
Yes?
...that I couldn't make up my mind.
Oh.
But the time has come. I must make a decision. Now. Just sit there, both of you, and don't say a word. Just let me look at you a little while.
Vicky, darling, while you're deciding, I only want you to remember that I came to you in your darkest hour and gave you all the love in my heart. I only want you to remember that.
Well, honey,
And that our life together, if you do choose me, will be as happy as it is in my power to make it. I thank you.
Henry, you're so sweet.
And all I want you to remember, dear, is our first hour together in the Tunnel of Love at Coney Island.
Oh, dear, this is so difficult. If only one of you were good-looking or intelligent, it would be... It would be a lot easier.
Intelligent, eh? Say, Bill, old man, you don't happen to know how to spell pithecanthropus by any chance.
Pithe who?
Yes, pithecanthropus. You know, the missing link between man and ape. How do you spell it?
I can spell ape. I think.
There, you see, Vicky, with me, big words are everyday conversation.
Well, I tell you, with me, it's muscles. Can you jump over the breakfast table?
What?
You heard me. Can you jump over the breakfast table?
What for? I can wait till the butter's handed to me.
What for? Because I say you can't. Not that it's anything to a man of my athletic prowess.
Well, listen, if there are any reasons for my jumping over the table, I could do it.
Oh, watch this, you armchair athlete. Give me a little room, Vicky. Here I go. What's your high run in pool?
I don't believe you could make that either, old man.
Bill, darling, are you hurt?
Oh, ooh, my... Yes, I am. Hey.
What?
Hey, what's that on the floor right there?
Why, it's just some puffed rice, dear.
Thank goodness, I thought it was my teeth.
You're playing games. Oh, this is hopeless. I can see right now I'll have to separate you two boys. That's the only way I'll ever come to a decision. It's like old times, isn't it, Bill? Remember how we used to walk in this park together when I was married to you?
Yeah, this is what I get for going away and letting you fall into the clutches of a rat like Henry.
Please, dear. You're talking about my husband.
What do you think I am, your Uncle Mo? It's hard enough on that awful island, a whole year just thinking about you, remembering the way you used to kiss me.
Put your arm around me, Bill.
One night I dreamed we were getting married all over again. You had the same ribbon in your hair. You wore the same leopard skin coat. I put my arms around you. I kissed you, and then I woke up.
Poor Bill.
And the dream was so real, even after I woke up, I thought I was still kissing somebody in a leopard skin coat. I was, too, a leopard.
Put your arm around me again. Kiss me. Since you died.
Will you quit calling me dead? I ain't dead. I'm just holding this expression till they pay off my life insurance.
I know, Bill. It's you I love.
Hooray! Tonight we celebrate.
But one of us will have to be brave and tell Henry.
Let me know what he says.
Poor Henry.
Poor Henry, yeah. Oh, poor Henry. Well, at least he'll have the peanut bars. We'll give him the whole goober business. Just think, 20 million nuts to him.
Darling, what are you doing here at the office? Don't tell me you're taking an interest in the candy business.
Henry, there's something I must tell you.
By the way, I'm sure glad you dropped in because I've got something to tell you, too.
Oh, but this is important.
So is this, baby.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, my irreplaceable you. When I look at you, my heart grows tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa Doo. My sweet embraceable you.
Oh, Henry.
That's how I feel, Vicky. Now, what did you want to tell me?
Only that I love you, Henry.
Now, that's the way to talk. Tonight we celebrate. Tonight we tell the whole world.
Yes.
Wait till Bill hears about this. Boy, oh boy. Cut off his curly hair and weave himself a new mattress.
Poor Bill.
Yeah. Ha! Poor Bill.
Just a second.
What are you doing here?
All right, now one at a time. What are you doing here?
I have a date with Vicky.
You have a date with her? That's a hot one.
I hope so. Oh, I get it. You mean she hasn't told you yet, huh?
Told me what?
Well, Bill, Vicky decided this afternoon that we're getting married. You can either divorce her or die again, but this time you got to do a better job.
Now, wait a minute. Look, am I crazy? Henry, this afternoon, Vicky promised to marry me.
Ma- Holy smoke, you too?
Well, don't you see? She handed us both the same stall.
Well, how do you like that? I'll be a...
Yeah, we always have been, old boy. Well, Henry, what do we do now?
She isn't worthy of either of us.
You're right, Henry.
After all, she's only a woman, isn't she?
That's all.
There must be a million others just as attractive.
Sure.
100 million.
You bet.
What's she got that any other woman hasn't got?
Nothing.
Not a thing.
That was fun. Now what'll we play?
Bill, we've got to stick together.
Well, you're right, pal. What do you say she doesn't get either one of us?
It's a deal, Pod. When she comes in, we walk out. Together.
Shake. I always wanted to see the Sahara Desert. Now I'll see it with you.
Remember now, solid front, pal.
You said it, Pod. Oh, hello, Vicky.
Why, Bill. Oh, and Henry. My, both of you.
Vicky, Bill and I have talked things over, and we've decided that you've played with us, Vicky. Like an octopus plays with a... What does an octopus play with?
Another octopus.
But I didn't mean to play with you. It's just that it's been so hard to choose.
Well, we've made the choice for you, darling. Henry and I are going to the Sahara.
Goodbye, Vicky.
Wait, you can't do this. Please, I'll decide.
Goodbye, Vicky.
No, come back. Come back, please come.
Well, let's get a good night's sleep, old man. We're taking a long trip tomorrow. See you in the morning.
Good night, Henry.
My baby.
Well, why not?
Bill.
Vicky, I had to come back. I just had to see you. Uh-oh.
Hello, Bill. I guess I beat you back from the Sahara Desert, huh?
Well, hold your hats, folks. Here we go again.
Thank you, Frank Sinatra, Donna Reed, and Bill Goodwin for a most entertaining half hour. And now, before we tell you about next week's show, a word from one of America's foremost beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Are you going to make the test I spoke about a little while ago, the Lady Esther patch test? I hope you will, because the patch test will prove to you beyond the slightest doubt that Lady Esther four-purpose face cream makes a radiant, glowing difference in the appearance of your skin. Now, here's all you do to make the exciting patch test. Just rub a little Lady Esther face cream on one small part of your face. Choose a rough, flaky place, perhaps where you have a few blackheads or big pores. Rub Lady Esther face cream not on your whole face, but just that one patch of skin. Then wipe it off and see with your own eyes what has happened. Feel with your own fingertips how the flaky dryness has disappeared. Feel how much softer and smoother that patch of skin has become than any other skin around it. I want you to see this happen. I want you to see, yes, and feel the result of using one cream that does all four things your skin needs most for beauty. Remember, what happens to that one little patch of skin will happen to your whole face when you apply Lady Esther face cream. You'll see in the admiring glances of your friends how much lovelier you look.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present Phantom Lady. It will star Ella Raines, Walter Abel, David Bruce, and Ralph Bellamy. Be sure to listen. Frank Sinatra is currently working in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture Anchors Away. Donna Reed appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor picture Kismet. Bill Goodwin will soon be seen in Paramount's Technicolor production, Incendiary Blonde. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.